It's Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. A new report from the United Nations Weather Agency finds the world is getting several times more weather disasters than in the 1970s, and they are costing seven times more than in the past, even when adjusted for inflation. But Wednesday's World Meteorological Organization report finds that these disasters are killing far fewer people. Experts say that's because of better warnings and preparations, but they say climate change is increasing the number and strength of weather disasters while people are increasingly moving into harm's way. The Caldor fire is continuing to spread and forced evacuations in the Kingsbury areas yesterday. That's after the entire city of South Lake Tahoe was evacuated Monday. Douglas County residents can go to the Douglas County Community and Senior Center. Others can go to the Reno Sparks Convention Center or can RV camp with freshwater at Fuji Park in Carson City, or they can dry camp at the Lyon County Fairgrounds or Dayton Event Center Rodeo Grounds. The Carson City Community Center is full. Firefighters are working today to push the blaze toward the freshly burned areas impacted by this year's Tamarack fire. And crews have made significant progress on the Dixie fire, but risks still remain with red flag conditions in store for another day. Yesterday, officials issued new evacuation warnings for the Milford area east of Highway 395 from the Thunder Mountain Road intersection south to County Road A26 Garnier Road. This includes the south side of County Road A25 east to, but not including the Sierra Army Depot. To follow the latest, you can visit our website, KUNR.org. We have links to lots of helpful resources and information there, in addition to our live fire blogs. The American Red Cross is operating four evacuation shelters in Nevada for the Caldor fire. Over the past 36 hours, they've seen an influx of displaced California residents. And on top of that, they're navigating the COVID-19 pandemic. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
The American Red Cross is operating an evacuation site in Gardnerville, two in Carson City, and one in Reno. At these sites, there are cleaning protocols, people are required to wear masks, and if someone is feeling sick, they will be isolated and medical care is available. There are no health screenings at the door and proof of vaccination is not required. Jennifer Sparks with the American Red Cross says their top priority is to make sure that people have a safe place to come.
These are some of the hardest days of people's lives. We've had to grapple with these really large-scale disasters and how we can best keep everybody safe when the pandemic is by no means over.
Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
More rural people are getting vaccinated as cases and deaths from the Delta variant continue to surge across the West. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Vaccination rates in rural counties have increased by two-thirds over the past 3 weeks. That's according to CDC data analyzed by the nonprofit Center for Rural Strategies. It found that many rural counties are still lagging behind the national average, but some are closing the gap. They include Montana's conservative Flathead Valley. Nearly 600 people there got their first shot last week. Public health officer Joe Russell says it's being driven in part by a high number of people getting hospitalized from the variant.
I think they also see that many of the people we're seeing with COVID-19 are younger now.
A 42-year-old died there a couple of days ago. Seeing friends, neighbors, or loved ones die from COVID-19 does bring it closer to home. Adam Berry is public health officer in rural McKinley County, New Mexico, and it was hit hard by the virus.
A lot of the citizens throughout the county either had COVID themselves or they had loved ones or friends that had COVID, some of them mild, others very, very sick.
But that's also spurred a lot of people there to get the shot. McKinley County currently has one of the highest vaccination rates in the country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Esmeralda and Lander counties in Nevada will have a mask mandate go into effect beginning Friday. That's because the two counties have reported high or substantial COVID-19 transmission for the last 2 weeks. Eureka County also saw high transmission this week. And if the same happens again next week, that county would be under a universal mask mandate starting next Friday. According to Nevada Health Response, 16 of the state's 17 counties currently have high or substantial risk of COVID-19 transmission. Mineral County is currently the only one seeing a low transmission rate. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, September 1st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.